Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got a quiz for Gator coming up this hour. I think you'll have fun with this one. Like, you know, these things, they're not all the same. They're not all meant to torture and humiliate you. Not the intent.
Not the intent.
Okay. No, not the intent.
Right. Well, fair enough.
So we had the 10 techs on Mexico City. The Pistons are going to Mexico City in November to play the Mavericks. That got announced yesterday. So the 10 techs, Mexico City, yes or no? Will you ever go visit Mexico City? Here's the feedback we're getting. No, too dangerous. That's from Chris in South Lyon. From Robin Port Huron, LOL, no, cartel is what he writes. Josh in a truck, I would not want to go to Mexico City, just Cancun for me. Doug in a car, no to Mexico City. Chris in a truck, no, thank you, not trying to get beheaded by the cartels. From Jennifer C., no, absolutely not. From Andrew in White Lake, yes, cuisine is supposed to be the best in the world. Yes to Mexico City. Chris in a delivery van, doesn't Mexico City have some of the worst air pollution in the world? That's a no for me, dog. Brett in Clinton Township, wife went to Mexico City on a girls trip in March and loved it. Would definitely go and suggest others do, and we travel a lot. So there are the 10 texts. There are 8 no's and 2 yeses. Scott the Gator Anderson, Mexico City.
Something. I'd like to go one day.
Would you?
Yeah. I've enjoyed Mexico. The one time I went to Mexico, I was 18 years old. I loved it, as you should when you're 18 years old. On a spring break trip in Cancun, it was great. But Mexico City is different because it's inland. It's 118 miles from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still a couple hours drive to get there, but there's so much else going on around there. I got a friend of mine who's a vlogger, video blogger.
Yeah.
And she lives in Mexico City, and she does an awful lot of posting stuff on Instagram the pictures she takes and posts out there and the videos that she does, it can be breathtaking of what's going on around there. I mean, just the culture and the art is great. But then you can get into the jungle areas or whatever, and they find these cenotes in the middle of nowhere, which are these, like, you know, beautiful oases in the middle of the jungle that look beautiful, absolutely amazing, and the caves and everything else. There's a lot of Mexico I'd like to explore. It goes beyond the party life of hanging out in Cancun. So I have interest of going to Mexico City, although it is a massive city in terms of population and how expansive it is. Like, I don't know whether, I think there's more than 10 million people that live there.
Yeah. So I've been to a couple different places in Mexico. Cabo San Lucas being one, which was awesome. And the other was Rocky Point or Puerto Penasco.
That's the one we thought you were going to die.
That's the one we were, before we made the trip, we took applications to replace me here at the station. So that one was flying to Phoenix, meet up with relatives, drive across the border, I believe at Ajo was the name of the border town that we crossed at in Arizona. And that was about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to Puerto Penasco because it was a concert we wanted to go see there. My favorite band, Roger Klein, the Peacemakers. And they do a charity show every year there for kids and orphans and whatnot.
Cool.
And our relatives have a timeshare there. So we were like, sweet. So anyway, long story short.
But not Mexico City.
Not Mexico City. And I don't think I'll ever go to Mexico City. I mean, big city. My vacations aren't really big city centric. When we go on vacation, we get out there in the wild. Like I want to be hiking and biking and maybe hit a golf course or two.
Well, I don't think you're that far from Mexico City once you get outside the city limits, but you got to maybe take a little bit of a drive. I was just curious with the population. In 1950, there were almost 3.4 million people living in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Today, there are nearly 23 million people that live in the metro area of Mexico City.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Kang, Mexico City for you? Yes or no? In your lifetime, do you think you'll do it?
In my lifetime? Probably not. I have some mild interest, but I mean, not a ton. I mean, if I'm going to Mexico, I'm going to be honest. I'm on a beach. I'm in a tourist. I'm in a resort. I don't, you know, I respect other cultures and kind of what it would feel like to be in the city and things like that. But Mexico City sounds pretty dangerous at certain areas and times. Don't need to go. Like I said, mild interest, not a ton. Yeah. I mean, the only way I'd go out there, honestly, I think I wouldn't go there for a vacation. There would have to be a purpose. Like, if, hey, Kang, we need you to work the Pistons-Mavericks game, right? That's me going to Mexico City.
No, I'll be honest here. Okay, if you're asking me, am I going to go on November 1st? The answer is no. today's climate might not be the most friendly of climates to welcome in somebody from the United States into Mexico. And look, I say that, well.
What about that nose job you were thinking about getting?
Right. I say that
hair transplant?
with all due respect to the people of Mexico. I would love to, but I just right now, I think maybe we want things to calm down a little bit before maybe I start thinking about venturing across the border there.
Yeah.
But I have hopes. I have high hopes that things do get corrected.
Yeah, you just want some street tacos.
Well, you can't deny me that.
Let me tell you that.
Do not deny me that.
That would be reason alone for this guy to be motivated.
In the Ciudad, yes.
Let's go to Steve next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I lived in Monterrey, Mexico, which is a few hours south of Laredo. Lived there for a year and was married to a woman from Mexico City. And Mexico City was a lot like New York City. I mean, there are certain areas you don't go to, but I got to tell you, like the Manzanillo area and the Polanco area and some of those areas are just, they're unbelievably elegant, beautiful, the best food. And as far as the whole beheading comment, I mean, come on. You think if one of us went down there and got beheaded, you don't think that would make international news? So I just think there's just a lot of, I know, granted the cartels they do exist, but you know, as far as the cities themselves, it's just like being in any major city here in the U.S.
I would suspect that's the case. I mean, you know, there'd be like travel warning. You know who wouldn't be going to Mexico City? The Pistons.
Well, right.
Right.
Well, they can be pretty insulated. You know, the flight lands at the airport and they're picked up. They're not, I don't think they're spending a whole lot of time sightseeing. But yeah, I definitely want to get back to Mexico. Being a big tequila guy like I am, the Jalisco region, which is out between Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara, more towards the western side, I'd love to go out there and see the agave fields and tour the different distilleries that they have.
Dude, you'd love that.
That's I would love that. It would be awesome.
Street tacos afterwards?
Come on!
I think we're talking you into this.
Yeah, just maybe not right away.
No.
Someday I'd like to.
Makes sense for things. Calm down.
Calm down. Let's calm things down.
No, I get it. And our trips, like the food, Every time I've been to Mexico, the food's fantastic. The golf was great, super windy. Did get out on the mountain bike, did do a little hiking off the beaten path a little bit, but.
The G-O-L-F when you say golf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think people wanted a clarification.
Like they were hanging out Gulf of Mexico. No, I was not doing that. It was the other side. It's all Pacific side. So, all right, 248-539-9797. Tigers tonight in action against the Baltimore Orioles. Winners last night, 5-3. Casey Mize takes the hill for the Tigers, gets the baseball in need of a good start. Certainly look forward to seeing him make his case for that number three starter when the games mean more and we get down the stretch. Reese Olson and Jackson Joe both on the DL. Alex Cobb could be a factor in this thing before it's all said and done, but I would guess that Mize has the inside track to be that number three guy, starts tonight for the Tigers. Gator, got a question about this, and I noticed this, and people online are asking about your shirt. Asking about your shirt. Gator is wearing a shirt today. The stream is up, and people have... I've asked a question about what exactly are they looking at. If you haven't seen it yet, you could tune in on YouTube.com or Twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket, and check out our guy's shirt. We'll explain coming up today at 1:16, and then a little bit later on, a Tiger quiz for Gator. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Summer savings, they're in full swing at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Right now, you can lease a new 2026 model year Equinox 2LT for just $349 a month with zero money down. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount, financed through Ally Financial or Dort, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends at the end of the month. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Had kind of a surreal moment last night. We'll get into that coming up in a minute. In the meantime, so I've noticed on Twitch and YouTube, and now I got some email, people wondering what's up with Gator's shirt.
What do you mean, what's up?
There is, Gator is wearing an interesting shirt. Kang, you have something to do with this. And it is a Pistons shirt, except the I in Pistons is replaced by the silhouette of someone playing cornhole.
Doesn't everybody have this?
They should. What's the story behind the shirt?
Well, Kang knows more than I do, because he's, I think, well, it's Kang's buddy, right?
Well, my brother. Oh, yeah. My brother belongs to a cornhole league here in Michigan, and he doesn't run or anything, but he's very close friends with the guy who runs the league. I think they do a bunch of them throughout Michigan. They do them up north. They run tournaments, you know, local bars. And one of the events was at a Pistons game. I think they do it yearly. I don't know if this is the second or third time they've done it, but they do it in the concourse before a game, well before the game. And then you get tickets to the game that night. And this is the shirt they gave out this year, I believe. And he had a bunch of extra ones left over and said, hey, anyone you know might want one. You could take it to the station, your friends, whoever. And so my brother, you know, brought me these cornhole piston shirts, and I think they look fantastic. I think it's an awesome shirt. It's a great logo. The eye is, instead of it, the eye for the Pistons, it's a guy throwing a bag, as they call them. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does I feature my right breast? Yes.
Gators.
Please.
Orienting towards the camera, yes.
But, Doug, do you play? You toss bags at all?
I mean, just like anybody else.
rewind app. Hold on. Edit.
I play cornhole just like everybody else, but I don't, not competitively.
Well, you strive for something.
I can set my goals high. Yeah. Aspire. Yeah. I can aspire. I'm just, you know, I'm just a regular dude that tosses bags on occasion. Yes.
Gator?
When he's not beating the snake.
Yeah, right. Gator, you like
Yeah, I like cornhole. Yeah. I like to play cornhole.
Dude, everyone that's been to a tailgate or anything like that, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Like, when I used to do my golf trip with the guys, part of the golf trip was hanging out and throwing horseshoes. I didn't like horseshoes. wasn't very good at, which is probably the number one reason I didn't like it. I couldn't figure out the right way to flip it, no matter how many times people are telling me, oh, just do it like this and, you know, let it roll over, like whatever. I can never get it to roll the way I wanted it to, and I wasn't good enough, and I didn't like it. And I kept thinking to myself, why can't we just play cornhole? Can't we just do that instead? Or the hillbilly horseshoes, which is those two, either like two golf balls attached to a rope, and you kind of throw that, and it goes along the, you know, like the rungs of a ladder, if you will. Like, I'd rather do that than to play this damn game that I can't figure out. But I've always enjoyed playing, you know, beanbag toss or cornhole or bags, whatever people want to call it. It's easy enough. The game's simple. It's self-explanatory. You know, just throw this beanbag in a hole and from a distance and see if you got it, right?
Very simple.
It's very simple. Yeah. But what's interesting is the different techniques people use to throw the beanbags.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, I was always taught, oh, yeah, it's just you throw it underhand and try to, and then the different trajectories to try to get it once you gauge the distance and you start to dial it in. Then you start to get competitive with it. But then you have other guys that'll throw it overhand. Like, who throw, what the
is
hell
that
did
legal?
I just see?
I don't even know if it's legal.
I don't know if it is or isn't, but you see it and you're like, what did I just see? This is crazy.
Is that where you go?
What a new technology.
Well, there's spin rate too, I think, which way you want to throw this. Like it's
how the tight it is the bag?
Yeah, huh?
How loose is the bag?
People bring their own bags.
Yeah.
BYOB.
There you go. So that's what Gator Shirt is. It was a event for a cornhole league. They did something with the Pistons. Bunch of extra shirts.
I offered Doug one, people, and he turned me down.
Well, why did I turn it down, Kang?
Because you don't like me?
No.
Too small? Didn't fit right?
Yeah. You didn't.
Well, one of those is right. It wasn't because it was too small. It was because like the only sizes you had were 2XLs.
Beggars can't be choosers. Wear it tonight. I mean, yeah. Wear it when you mow
the lawn.
It'll
shrink.
Yeah.
Thursday mow, man.
Cut the sleeves off.
I got plenty of those kinds of shirts.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah. Let's go to John on the phone here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Got it flooded.
Dyson Anderson, how we done?
Good, John.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you guys know you are by far the best program on 97.1. I just, it's only group I listen to, so you guys are the best. But one trade piece I'm looking at is actually on the Orioles that we're playing tonight, and that's Felix Bautista. Mm-hmm. Now, I know the Orioles aren't having a good season right now, and maybe they'd be clearing house, and we could just give them a call and see what they're looking at right now for him, you know?
Well, he's not a young player. He's got decent numbers out of the pen. I think there might be accessibility to him. And I got to look up his swing and miss. I mean, not bad. 21 and two-thirds. 28 strikeouts. I don't hate the idea.
Yeah, either him or Chapman. You know, I love both of them. So I think we should make some calls and see if either team would be willing to make a trade. But that's really all I had to say.
No, it's good. I mean, look, there's... It's that time of year to be identifying players that might be available.
You know what's wild about this guy, Felix Bautista?
What?
He's 29. He's going to be 30 in 9 days. He'll be 30. He's only played 3 years in the majors.
Really?
This is only his third year in the majors.
Felix Bautista's whiff rate for the 2023 season was 47.6%, which was the fourth highest since 2008. So he has, but that was a couple of years ago. Interesting. Chad and Novi, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chad.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I am a professional cornhole player.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Toot away.
Yeah. Seriously, though, the game has really evolved over the past 6 years. You can throw what's called a cut bag, a reverse cut, a roll bag. Penguin bag, that's when you get underneath another person's bag and flop it.
All right.
There's air mails.
Slow down.
So the game is big now.
There's a lot. There's intricacies to the game that people just don't understand.
Exactly. And there's the state championships are later this month. There's ESPN. It's on CBS Sports.
Yeah, there's leagues all over the place. It's kind of exploded.
Yeah, it's not a backyard game anymore.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you say you're a professional cornhole player. Is that your entire, like, is that all you do?
No. Okay. I qualified as pro in 2020, and I actually played pro for 3 years, and this year I'm what's called an elite pro. There's a lot of young kids who are really good now and practice all the time. Well, elite pros, actually. Anyhow, the kids practice all the time. There's only, like, I would say 10 to 20 best players in the world who just play bags.
Okay, so there's that's not, only, yeah. That's all, there's not a lot of...
What about the groupies?
Oh, yeah, that's...
A lot of women are like, oh, my God.
That's the best part. That's the best part about cornhole is all the women you get.
Look out.
All right, Chad, well, thank you for the intel, and congratulations on your success.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Gator, back to the Tigers here. Time for a quiz for Gator.
Oh.
This was going around on social media. Maybe you saw it, in which case it would ruin the entire bit. But do you know that every MLB team leads the league in something? Like, as a team, everybody leads the league in something.
Okay.
And this circulated yesterday, what every MLB team leads the league in. Like, I'll give you an example. Just give me a team. Give me a team. Not from the American League Central.
The New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees have the highest team OPS. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my Padres. They have the best batting average with two outs.
All right.
Let's choose a bad team.
How about the Colorado Rockies?
They lead the league in the most triples.
Really?
Yeah. They have 19.
But the Athletics?
The Athletics have the most successful challenges.
That's good for them. Good for them.
Yep.
What about the Baltimore Orioles, who the Tigers play?
They have the heaviest team by average weight at 219 pounds.
Now, this is why I don't understand why King's not hitting the stat of the day with this one.
Dude, it's going to be worn out. It's baseball, man.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah. Just do one big one at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the five things that the American League Central teams lead the league in.
And I have to guess the team?
And you have to cross-reference it to the team, okay?
All right.
So do you have a pen?
I do.
These are the each team in the American League Central leads the league in one of these categories. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes.
Fewest sacrifice bunts allowed. Team in the American League Central leads the league, fewest sacrifice bunts allowed. Team in the American League Central has the highest OPS in leverage situations. A team in the American League Central has the fewest walks allowed. A team in the American League Central has the best batting average with two strikes. And a team in the American League Central has the fewest blown leads. The correct answer for one of these, of course, is your Tigers. Then who are the rest? Minnesota, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the White Sox. Okay, so
all right.
I want you to, we'll give you the commercial break.
Good.
Start drawing the lines. See if he can go 5 for 5. And of course, if anybody wants to suggest anything, feel free to send it over and maybe Gator can help, like a lifeline. It's a quiz for Gator here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Something kind of surreal last night. My worlds collided. In a very odd way, but are you ready to answer the question, the quiz for Gator?
Yes.
Okay, so I give credit to Evan, who found this online, and it was a listing that every major league team has a Twitter account. I have to look up who it was and give them their just due, but every major league team leads the league in something. So we took the five teams from the American League Central. They were... So the Tigers, Minnesota, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the White Sox. The five topics or categories were: one team leads the league in fewest sack bunts allowed, another highest OPS in leverage situations, another fewest walks allowed, another best batting average with two strikes, and another fewest blown leads. So we asked Gator to sort of cross-reference and come up with which team leads the league in.
All right, so... I'll start with the Tigers because best record in baseball. They've only got 24 losses. So, you know, blown leads, I'm not sure what the stat means. Blown leads end up losing the game or blown leads during the game and they end up coming back and winning it. I'm not sure what that. I took it to mean games that you had the lead, lost it, and lost the game. So that's where I think the Tigers would be. Fewest blown leads.
Okay.
That's the logic I had behind it, but I recognize it could be interpreted another way and I could lose out on that. The next toughest thing for me, and this is a really tough question, because they're obscure categories, which is fun.
Yep.
The White Sox are not good. So where would the White Sox fit in? Now, I knew the White Sox weren't good. I didn't think they were in the fewest blown leads, because I think that's been a problem with them, that they've had leads in games. They've blown them all. So where would they fit in here? I have them with the highest OPS in leverage situations, because they're probably not in many leverage situations. And when they are, they produce. Much like Javi Baez last year with runners in scoring position. He was a stud, but otherwise he was not very good. Last year, things have changed. The Guardians. I started thinking about the fewest sack bunt allowed. Fewest sacrifice bunts allowed. Who's got the best third baseman? I think it's Jose Ramirez. Teams aren't going to try to lay one down to third base because he's great. I thought Cleveland would be fewest sacrifice bunts allowed. Fewest walks allowed. I tried to remember which team it was. I think it's Minnesota that has a really good pitching staff. So I'm going to go with Minnesota there. It starts with not giving anybody the extra advantage with having a man on base. So I think Minnesota has fewest walks allowed. And that leaves Kansas City with the best two-strike average. It's a good baseball team. They've got some really good players that, that make for some difficult at-bats.
Okay. Are those your final answers?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I mean, I had logic. I tried to apply logic to all of this.
You did it. You did. Well, let's see how you did. The team with the fewest blown leads in Major League Baseball is, you said the Detroit Tigers. The correct answer is the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, boy. All right. So I got that.
Yep.
I got one.
Yep.
Yay. It's one.
The best batting average with two strikes.
Yeah.
You said the Kansas City Royals.
I did.
The correct answer is the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my. I'm blacking out a little bit. Okay.
Fewest walks allowed. You said the Minnesota Twins. The correct answer is the Minnesota Twins. Highest OPS in leverage situations. You want to go back and switch, or are you going to stick with what you said?
First instinct.
Highest OPS in leverage situations. You said the Chicago White Sox. The correct answer is the Cleveland Guardians.
Ah! So close.
Fewest sack bunts allowed. You said the Cleveland Guardians. The correct answer is the Chicago White Sox.
Oh.
You did pretty well, Scott Anderson. You did pretty well.
I'll take it.
Yep. Tigers have only blown 8 leads all year. That is the fewest in Major League Baseball. What do we got here? Kansas City, batting average with two strikes. Best batting average with two strikes is 201.
It's not good. No, it's better than anybody else in baseball.
Fewest walks allowed. Minnesota has only walked 164 the day this stat went out. Highest OPS in leverage situations. The Guardians is 894. And fewest sacrifice punts allowed. Chicago has only allowed 2 all year.
Yeah, I thought about Chicago for a second. Because it was tough to think, where is Chicago going to fit in here? Like, what category are they going to fit in here?
Right.
And I considered that one because of, I mean, teams are beating up on the White Sox. They don't need a sacrifice bunt. So maybe they're just not doing it that often. But I went the other way. It's all right. 3 out of 5.
Other interesting ones. The Washington Nationals have the most games won as a betting underdog. Chicago Cubs have the highest first pitch strike percentage. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh? Did I give you Pittsburgh? They have the best record on Wednesdays. They're 9-1.
That's an awesome stat.
Yep.
Well, hang on. When do the Tigers play?
Yeah, right. I think they got a midweek series coming up.
I think we do, actually.
I looked it up. Things can change between now and then. Scooble versus Skeens is off by one day. That would be so much stinking fun.
Can you imagine if they do that?
Yeah.
So they do have a Wednesday game.
Yep.
Yeah, right now it's scheduled to be Scooble and Haney.
Isn't Skeens the day before the
game? Skeens is to be the day after against Montero, which is a 1 o'clock game.
I don't know how this can get manipulated, but.
Little rain dance.
Something. I don't know how to figure it out, because that would sure be fun. All right, thank you for playing. I think you did a nice job.
Well, you know, when you think about it, if you're going to get one wrong, you really get 2 wrong. So I did the second best you could do on that test.
You really did, yeah. So, bravo.
Thank you.
All right, so last night my worlds collided, my professional world and personal world in this way. Yesterday we put together a list of right-handed outfield bats that the Tigers could add that we thought there might be actual accessibility to. Like, you know, sure, people want, you know, that elite player, but our criteria was bad teams fading from the playoffs that might have a youngster that they want to call up. And I landed on my trade crush is a corner outfield right-handed bat from the Arizona Diamondbacks, Lourdes Gurriel. 3 of their top 7 prospects are outfielders. And so Gurriel's a little older. He seems like one of those guys that just does enough of everything to help your team win. He's got some power. He's been a Gold Glove finalist. And I'm like, I really want to watch this guy a little bit, monitor him and see. You know, Arizona might be in a position to sell. They could be interested in what the Tigers have to offer. And, you know, he's not an elite player. But
he's
pretty
good.
He's pretty well above average. Yeah, so I was wondering if they could get Lourdes Gurriel. Do you have his numbers in front of you?
I do.
How old is he?
He is 31 years old.
Okay, so a bad team isn't looking to build around a 31-year-old.
No, it'll be 32 in October.
So,
a career 782 OPS.
And then last night, and I knew this was going to happen, I just didn't put two and two together, the Diamondbacks are playing the Seattle Mariners, and my nephew got called up for a start. So I'm like, oh my God, Logan's going to face Lourdes Gurriel. So I was all fired up. But then I have professional Doug that wants Gurriel to do well because I suggested it. But then personal Doug that's like, strike his ass out, Logan.
Right.
First at bat, Gurriel versus Logan. Count gets run to 3-2. And I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And he throws a cutter high in the zone. Gurriel checks his swing, turns, takes all the body armor off and starts to drop it to head to first.
Don't do that.
And the umpire's like, nope, you went. Logan rang his ass up, which was awesome. Then Gurriel makes a home run saving catch off the bat of Cal Raleigh,
which would have been his 27th home run of the season.
Decent offensive numbers for a catcher.
Yes.
Decent offensive numbers for a first baseman, a corner outfielder. And
a guy named Cal.
Yeah. But Gurriel makes a great catch. And then the second time up, Gurriel hit a solo shot off Logan. He put one 12 rows up. But I kind of want to like call Logan and say, all right, how tough is Gurriel?
It's got to be more than the guy who just took him yard and struck out.
And he struck him out.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because you sent me the text last night, and the way you worded the text made it, and I totally forgotten that your nephew was pitching last night because otherwise I would have tuned in. I just forgot. Mm-hmm. And I was bummed at myself for forgetting. I'm struggling to get my phone to work here on that.
Yeah, it's all right.
But the way you worded it made it seem like I was like he was throwing a no hitter or something.
Oh,
like,
no, what? Yeah. Sorry.
You said it was dude. One text. Yeah. Next text. You watching Logan? And I'm like, well, what am I missing? And I quickly and I type in, no, I'm watching Severance at this point. And then I looked at the box score real quick.
And you probably wondered what
and
the
I'm
hell
like,
I was.
Well, what am I missing? Like, so he faces my trade crush, Lourdes Gurriel. Faced him twice. First at bat, Logan totally fooled him for a check swing strike. Second at bat, bomb.
Yeah.
He did all right.
Logan did well.
And then I sent, nice.
Yeah, Logan, I mean, the fact that he's getting outs at the major league level still
awesome.
Blows
it's
my
so
mind.
Awesome. No, but it and I'm glad you reminded me that he was pitching. I just wish maybe he had done it earlier in the night. When,
my bad.
But that's not your. That's my fault for not.
No, it's
for
okay.
Not recognizing.
It's okay.
You said it to me yesterday, and I forgot about it, or 2 days ago, and I totally forgot. But
so maybe at some point I'll get Logan's scouting report on. Who else do you want a scouting report? We're kidding. Yeah. What it's like to pitch to some of these guys, but it's kind of funny that they face one another. 248-539-9797. It's Carson.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. All right, a few random things I want to tie up here, Gator. So there's a new Wonder Woman movie in the works, but are they replacing Wonder Woman?
Yeah, from what I understand, there's a new director going to go in charge of this. I think it's James Gunn, I think, is who the director is, but wants to go in a different direction, and they haven't cast it yet, but it sounds like it's not going to be Gal Gadot, who is done the other two Wonder Woman standalones they've done, and she's done the Justice League movies that they've been in, and she's fantastic as Wonder Woman, awesome as Wonder Woman. So I'm curious to see how they're going to cast it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she's been playing this part for 30 years or something. I mean, she's been doing it for I guess close to 10 maybe, but she's awesome at it. I don't know why you change that up. So they're changing everything. I mean, they got a new Superman and going to do new Batman every 5 years, it seems like there's new Batman.
The Batman thing's kind of worked, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And change out Batman. I mean, it's...
Well, all the Superman movies have worked, for the most part.
Yeah.
They've all done very well, because it's a great genre now, and with CGI and all that, people are, you can make them look like they do anything. And I imagine that lots of actors would line up to do it, because these movies, they're blockbusters. Make tons of cash.
Okay, you're more movie guy than I am. Like, Bond works. They've switched Bonds. Some work better than others. So Solo, the Star Wars spinoff about Han Solo, when you couldn't have Harrison Ford play the role because it was a younger version, right, and it was virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Was that just a terrible movie?
I thought it was a terrible movie. Other people seemed to like it. I thought it was awful. All those Star Wars movies I've watched multiple times, can't do it with Solo.
No.
That's me. I'll tell you that I think it's terrible. It doesn't mean it's terrible to somebody else. Subjective.
Okay. But
I did not like it. I thought most of the other movies are really well done in the Star Wars series.
But Solo was just a bad movie.
I just didn't like Solo. Okay. Couldn't. Yeah, no. But the first two Wonder Woman movies were the first one's great. The second one, the story's a little iffy, but she's great. She's awesome. She's quite fetching.
Okay.
Gal Gadot.
They'll be able to find another fetching one for you, Gator.
I hope so.
Yeah, I feel like Hollywood has a lot of them.
Can you beat Gal Gadot, though? She's really good at it. You got to find somebody tall.
They'll struggle, but they'll find a way. I believe they'll do it.
Yeah, maybe they can get it done.
I got to look up who this person curious. Is.
Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Galgadot.
Okay. All right, so who they
she's,
haven't announced?
She's from Israel.
So wait a sec, they haven't announced?
No, they just announced that they've got a director and he's working on a script and
okay. Two is... Again, tying up loose ends. Apparently, this is a big story in a lot of places. Do we care at all that Aaron Rodgers is married, and do we care at all to whom he is married?
This is interesting to me because, of course, we find out that Aaron Rodgers is married, because he's got to make more headlines. But nobody thought to ask, hey, who's the lucky bride or whatever, while they answer the question yesterday. Hey, is that what kind of ring is it? It's a wedding ring. And then they just leave it alone. Doesn't beg another question. Oh,
who'd you marry?
Yeah, something like that.
My wife.
Maybe somebody did ask it. We just didn't find out about it. Right. That would be his answer. My wife.
Yep.
But he's dated some high profile people. I'm curious.
Well, Danica Patrick did not have rave reviews of what it was like to be in a relationship with Mr. Rogers.
No. No. And who was the last one, Kang?
Shane Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Woodley, yeah.
That's another actress. She's an actress. Obviously, Danica Patrick, not an actress, but she was a high-profile person.
Olivia Munn was another one he dated.
Yeah. And then wasn't he dating the... somebody with the Milwaukee Bucks, like the boss,
oh,
of the
rumor,
owner's daughter,
yeah,
or something like that.
That. And also like some yoga instructor named Blue Moon or something. Serious.
Really?
Well, the name might be a little off, but it was something like that.
would check out.
But yeah, am I curious? Unfortunately, I am. There's part of me that is curious about that. And yet, of course he wants. Now this is going to get dragged out because... He didn't just
let the speculation
say,
begin.
I'm engaged to so and so.
What do you think?
Or I got married to so and so.
Think it's going
to
be somebody famous, or do you think he's going to go off the board here? Because it'd be pretty wild if it's somebody famous and they had a covert marriage and got away with it for a while.
I think it's off the board.
Yeah. I think it's Jordan Hudson's sister.
You think so?
Yeah. So him and Bill Belichick are going to be at some family dinners.
Yeah.
Hysterical. And finally. Among skaters stuff category, Conan O'Brien inducted into the TV Hall of Fame. Do you have a favorite talk show host on television over the last 20, 30 years?
I do. My favorite talk show host was Craig Kilborn. Oh. Back in the days, the old Craig Kilborn show.
Wow.
I loved the Craig Kilborn show. And then that spot went to, they ended up going with a couple of different people. But yeah, I'm a big Craig Kilborn fan. Thought he was intelligent, incredibly witty, bit of a jerk. You know, he was a lot like his character in Wedding Crashers. So, or not Wedding Crashers, Old School, right? He was an Old School.
That's hysterical because when you said character, I almost said Wedding Crashers.
Similar cast.
Yeah, I guess it is. With Tall Dude.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, thank you.
So was Craig Kilborn.
Yes, Craig Kilborn was.
He played basketball at like Montana State or something like that, didn't he?
I think so. Let's look it up here. Yeah, Montana State University. Correct. So that's a pretty good one.
You do love Craig Kilborn.
I'm
more of a Grizzly guy than a Bobcat guy, but whatever.
Saw his show live the first time I went out to L.A.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Many, many years ago.
How was that?
It was awesome.
An experience.
It was a great experience.
Was
actually,
it really?
We had like kind of front row seats to the side. Mm-hmm. And my buddy and I had went. My buddy, Grush, he and I went. my best friend Guy had got me tickets, so we went to go see it. And it was pretty great. They had, who's the actor? Kevin, he was in Usual Suspects.
Spacey?
Not Spacey. The other Kevin.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. He was in
Garnett.
Not Garnett. Anyway, I can't think of what his last name is. But he was there and he did impressions and they were really good impressions. And then they had Ian Anderson, who was the lead singer and the flautist from Jethro Tull. He was there. And then there was some political person that threw a book towards us.
Really?
Yeah. And slid it across the ground and people went diving for it.
For a free book?
Yeah, and you could see me.
Wow, hold on.
It was kind of like jokingly.
Can you think of anything Gator would dive less for than a book?
I think Gator dove the other way.
Yeah. Right? 100%. Kevin Pollak. Now they can think of this, yeah.
I'm not reading that.
So the woman threw the book gets thrown and slid across the stage and like somebody next to me or whatever like kind of jumps in front and gets it. And I jokingly, because we're on camera actually. You can. I don't know if I could ever find the episode because I could show it to you.
So.
But I give it like a, oh, like darn, oh, I was that close to getting the book as if I wanted the book.
So you played into it.
Yeah.
You role played.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was a really good time.
That is hysterical.
And then, so going into that, if you've never been to a talk show live, you wait around for a long time.
I'm not surprised.
Like you're in like one room and then like an hour later, they get you into another room and then they put you into the studio and you're waiting in the studio for like an hour. You're not allowed to have cell phones or all types of stuff. And then finally the show is videotaped live in front of you. But they've got like this running clock and everything. So it's interesting how it's done.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
Cool.
Pretzel Oreos.
That's pretzel it. Oreo?
I told Kang.
Oh, really?
Now, the Reese's cup should have been in the freezer. They're much better that way.
The peanut butter and jelly?
You had too high of expectations.
You're probably right.
I'm listening to you in the car. I'm like, bring it down.
So yeah,
bring
it down. We got really
bring
far.
It down. Out.
Well, okay. Because the thing is, if you're going to add to a Reese's peanut butter cup, then okay, the pressure's on because it's hard to beat a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get any jelly flavor.
It's very subtle. It's very subtle.
It was subtle, I mean, perhaps too subtle. I kind of wanted, if you're going to call it peanut butter and jelly, I want to be able to taste the jelly part. And so it's fine.
I'm not big into the whole Oreo with all the different, but the pretzel Oreo.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It ranks right up there with the, what was it? The brownie M&M. It's game changing.
I like the brownie M&M.
Interesting.
And pretzel Oreo.
Pretzel right. M&M's are really good.
Thank you for the input, Reese.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.